Kind of interesting to watch what's going on this time of year. There's almost this dichotomy, this double speak going on amongst our culture. We celebrate today this day of Thanksgiving. We celebrate it in many ways, if you watch commercials and things like that, as if it was the vigil for Black Friday. So we're talking about giving thanks and then going out and getting more. So gratitude contrasted with greed. There's this stark contrast there between our culture. Doesn't quite know what's going on. And because we don't know what's going on, we tend to put our trust in the wrong things. It is if we acquire more, as if we get that great doorbuster deal on Black Friday, that will make us happy. And yet Scripture and our faith tells us the exact opposite. That gratitude makes us happy. The grateful heart is the happiest heart. Because the grateful heart can see God at work in their daily life and rejoices in that. If we look at this gospel with these 10 lepers, we can see how the one that was truly grateful to the Lord got a greater gift than the other 9. Yes, they were all healed of their physical leprosy, but only one was cured. They were healed physically, but the one that was cured in gratitude comes back to God. There's a difference between being healed and being cured. You can be healed without being cured, and you can be cured without being healed. But this one grateful leper got both. He had both healing and was cured. He was cured not just from the physical ailment that ostracized him from the Jewish liturgical life, but he was then cured in spirit of those things that blocked him from seeing the Lord in his day-to-day life. Because he realized what the Lord was truly doing for him spiritually and internally, he was then able to give thanks and was given then a greater gift. Jesus tells him, you don't have to then go to the priest and give that offering and show that you've been cured. Immediately right there, his faith and his gratitude brought eternal life with God to him right there. He began to experience heaven on earth in his daily life. That's what a heart of gratitude does. It's because we can see God at work in our day-to-day midst, we can begin to experience the joy of heaven now. And when we experience the joy of heaven, then what does that do but helps our heart yearn more for heaven? That desire for heaven is enkindled within us so that we start living that desire of eternal union with God now. Gratitude helps us get there. It helps us to see that we can be with God, not just one day eventually in heaven, but right now on earth, we can experience God's goodness. And how appropriate then that as we begin this day of thanksgiving, we come before the Lord and receive and offer the greatest thanksgiving in the Eucharist. Eucharist coming from the Greek verb eucharistein, meaning to give thanks. And we give thanks to God for the ways that he works within our life, appearing to us in 2 ordinary species of bread and wine that are transubstantiated and become the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. It's a reminder for us that God speaks to us through ordinary things more often than he does through extraordinary and grandiose events. Kind of thinking about today as well, and this time of year, just Thanksgiving in general, there's a particular song that has been put on my heart lately in my prayer life, and it's a song by George Strait, country song. It's a song called I Saw God Today. In that song, he's telling the story about all the different small ways that he can see God. He sees an older married couple just walking down the street holding hands, just that love that kept them through all those years, and he sees God in that. He sees a sunset, and he gives thanks to God for that beauty that surrounds him every day. And he sees a little flower growing through the sidewalk and give thanks to God for that gift of life, that God brings life everywhere. And it's this beautiful song that is about seeing God in the little things. And in that gratitude, he begins to experience something, especially as his family is going through a difficult moment. But he can see that God is at work even in that time. That's the other thing that gratitude does, is because we can see God in our day-to-day life, we can then see where God is in that struggle. And then when we look back on that struggle, we can then see wow, the Lord was actually cultivating something within me. The Lord was helping me to grow, was helping me to weed out something that was distracting me from the Lord. He was curing me of that leprosy so that I can see him more abundantly in day-to-day life. That's the gift of gratitude. We understand this in our preface for Mass. We always say, the priest says, let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And the response is, it is right and just. Powerful words. Not only is it appropriate to give thanks to God, it's right, but it's also just, right? In gratitude for all the things that he does. We recognize and we give thanks to that, because otherwise we turn into those other nine. And I'm always fascinated by those nine other lepers. Why didn't they come back to give thanks? Perhaps they thought God owed them something. Does God really owe us anything, though? Right? That's the trap of the world. Perhaps they thought, I go, I give my rituals, I make my attendance, I check the box, God owes me. As if God were a jukebox or a vending machine. He's not. And this one grateful leper understands that and comes back to the Lord and casts himself before the feet of our Lord and receives an even greater gift, as we've talked about a little bit ago. And so as we come before the Lord, it is right and just that we begin this Thanksgiving day in this spirit of gratitude to the Lord, so that what he spoke to the leper, he can then say to us, stand up and go, your faith has saved you. When we hear those words said, then we can experience right now the gift that God has given to us, that gift of eternal life with him. So as we go home and as we go to our families and our friends today, and as we experience the great sheer joy of this day, the opportunity to be gathered with family and friends, can we see in that gifts from the Lord? Can we see God saying, I love you in the family time? Can we see God saying, I love you in the feast? Can we see God saying, I love you, even in that Black Friday shopping where God has given us the resources to be able to gift to others, right? To buy things as gifts for others in spirit of gratitude for them. And that because God loves me, I want to share his love with you by giving you this beautiful gift. That's actually how we can continue the spirit of gratitude even through this season that's more and more increasingly and heavily commercialized every year. We can keep that spirit of gratitude by looking first to see how does God speak to us? How is God loving us through our family and friends in the feast? And then sharing that. Because God loves me, I want to share that same love with you. That's the gift of the leper. That's the gift that Christ offers to us. That's what it means to give thanks.